we studied the two ordinances. And as we studied the two ordinances, one day, this was very early in the semester, the professor back from the weeks got up and said, who can tell me the two ordinances? And there was a young man, and if I didn't know better, I would think he was just being a smart aleck, but he was being serious. He raised his hand and he said, foot washing and marriage. And the professor looked at him and said, no, those are not the two ordinances. You know, and he got a big laugh out of the rest of the class. But the two ordinances that we believe Scripture outlines for us are, first one we've already seen today, baptism, and the second is the Lord's table. And there was a criteria by which they tried to decide what were ordinances, what were commandments that we were to carry on, and what weren't. And we found that these things had to be spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, that we can see he commanded them to be followed in the church. He commanded that they be followed continuously in the church. And we find that not only do we see those being practiced biblically in the New Testament church, but also throughout church history you can see those things practiced. And so those two became the two ordinances that we practice. And we already looked at some scripture today about the ordinance of baptism, but I want us to turn back to that chapter 3 of Acts. We looked at Acts chapter 2, we looked at John earlier, but in Acts chapter 2, I said 3, I meant 2. After we read the verse this morning, verse 41 says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added them about 3,000 souls. Wow, that was a big baptism, wasn't it? Not just 3, but 1,000 times more, 3,000. I hope they had more than one man doing the baptizing, but anyway. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. There are four things that are outlined here that they did then after that. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They studied God's word together. What was outlined here, I think, is a very good outline for our church today. So they studied God's word together. We have lots of opportunities for that here at our church. We have Sunday school on Sunday mornings, individual classes for various age groups. We have, as well, women's Bible study class. We have an auditorium class here. We have a teen class. We have a young adult class. We have various classes that we have for our children and adults here. And we have the morning service. We also have an evening service. We have Wednesday night Bible studies. Right now I'm doing a Thursday night Bible study. So you can see we have lots of opportunities for continuing steadfastly in the Apostles' Doctrine. Then it says, and in fellowship. Well, Baptists love to have fellowship together. In fact, I've often heard that you can't have fellowship unless you have meals. But a fellowship, it's wonderful, the fellowship with other believers. Just to get together and praise God together and worship God together, encourage one another, uplift one another, pray for one another. So they continued in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread. Now, the breaking of bread doesn't mean they're just eating. Breaking of bread is the Lord's table. And so they were having this communion service. And then it says, and in prayers. So there's a pretty good outline for what a church ought to be doing, right? Ought to be continuing studying God's word, ought to have fellowship, ought to have communion, and ought to have prayer time. And we do that here. And I believe we have all kinds of evidence in God's word that that's what we're to do. Now, if we were to turn back to the book of Luke, there toward the end of Christ's earthly ministry, just the evening before he was betrayed, and then, or just delivered unto you that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the new testament of my blood. This do ye, as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye will show the Lord's death till he come. There are some warnings given there about drinking unworthily, that you will find yourself in judgment for doing that. But just as the ordinance of baptism was full of symbolic meaning, there was a lot of symbolism going on there. The symbolism, and even a little child. I have talked to children who are 6 and 7, 8 years of age, ask them a question, and they can readily see that baptism by immersion pictures Jesus on the cross, death, burials, and resurrection. It's a wonderful picture. And so there's a lesson being taught to us in baptism, picturing the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. But in the Lord's table, there's also wonderful symbolism going on, that the bread, Jesus said, represents my body. And the wine represents my blood. And so there's symbolism going on here. And just as physically we partake of the bread and the wine, or the bread and the grape juice in this situation, we are literally partaking of that in the same way we spiritually partake of Christ, symbolically through that body and blood. And so we are remembering. The Lord's table has a past, a present, and a future aspect to it. The past, we're looking back at what Christ did on the cross for us. The present, we're looking at ourselves. The Bible says that we ought to examine ourselves, make sure we're clean and pure to take the Lord's table. And then the future, it says, do this until what? The Lord comes. So there's a past, present, and future aspect to the Lord's table every time we have it together. And I'm going to give us just a moment to pause and reflect for a moment and ask the Lord to examine our hearts. We want to be clean. If there's anything we find there that we know is unpleasing to Him, we can confess that, forsake it, and He will cleanse us. Just like baptism was designed for believers, we believe the Lord's table is designed for believers as every part of the service, singing, testimonies, baptism, just every part. As we looked into God's Word, communion, I know heaven's going to be so much better, but this is a little taste of heaven here. Let's close our service this morning by singing a chorus of